it seems like there's just so many different things happening every day that even if you find out about something in the afternoon, it might even be yesterday's news. So how do you stay up to date? I like to use Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. The best part is you don't have to keep this to yourself. When you see a story that you want to save or share, all you have to do is tap the plus button. That'll add it to either a private or a public collection. Get started now at Flipboard.com.
What is up, midnight tokers, afternoon inhalers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM hookah podcast, and I'm for some reason just like dropping my stuff everywhere for some reason. I set up hotkeys, screwed those over, and now my hotkey isn't working for some reason. I have no idea why, but thank you so much for joining us. Let me know if the audio is a little loud. I'm doing some different things with the audio, so if for some reason it's causing problems, issues, or you hear any oddities in it, let me know in the chat, obviously. Would really appreciate it. My name is Matt. I'm your host for this crazy adventure. And with me, as always, is my amazing co-host. Joined with me, it is the one, the only, Adrian. Adrian, how are you doing this week, man?
Hosts and co-hosts. If you're the host and I'm the co-host, then from my perspective, am I the host and you're the co-host?
I think so. I mean, maybe that's how it works.
Is that how that works?
You are the A. You are the A in the AM hookah, so maybe you're the host and I'm the co-host. I don't know how this works.
I don't know. Radio talk is the thing. What's going on, everybody? I'm doing pretty good. Got something to smoke, and I'm off work officially. The only bad thing about today is it's Monday, which is why we have the podcast on Monday, so Monday doesn't suck so bad.
Yes.
What about you, Matt?
I'm doing good. I had a very adventurous last 4 days. I got to spend it with my daughters. My wife had to leave town for a little while, so it was daddy daycare. It was me with my four girls, man. It was crazy. We had a ton of fun. We went to the park. We went to this place called Jump Time. Like, we had a ton of fun. I did the dad thing hardcore this weekend. It was absolutely fantastic. And yes, it is Monday, but lucky for me, I didn't have to go to work today. I took the day off. I took the day off because I needed one more day with my kids because my wife didn't get home till like literally 15 minutes ago when I was ready to start the podcast. So thank goodness she arrived on time, obviously. But yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff planned for today's episode. Today we're going to talk about all the stuff that we love, the stuff that we enjoy, from tobacco to reviews, Kohl's, extra stuff. Let's just talk about what it is about hookah that we love so very much. We have some fun stuff coming up as well, including a big giveaway contest. Nothing's been completely finalized yet. We're still coming up with all the information and all the details and giveaway stuff. So stay tuned for that. Very excited. I saw Captain Wetbeard here. Yes, he is here, in fact. Make sure you go down below, slap that like button around, and
bucking. Slap that like bucking.
We have a ton of people here today, actually, Adrian. We have Brecken stopped by, Raul stopped by, Akeem, the original superfan, hookahologist, Badia's already stopped by, and we haven't even talked about his product yet, though there was
Don't
already...
say the AF word.
There was some commenting in the chat already, so he must have picked it up there. Eric is back. It's been a while since he's been able to stop by and say hello to us. Just a whole bunch of people. Rose F. Death is here as well. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. He's trying to find our Twitter account, and I don't have the Twitter account. What is our Twitter account exactly called? Do you remember what it is?
Oh boy, you're in charge of this shit, man.
I'm gonna have to look it up real fast so that we can give the exact Twitter account. I thought it was just AM_hookah, but I must be wrong on that. Rose F. Death, I'm actually going to like and retweet your thing right now. Right now I'm gonna retweet it, so you're gonna know exactly what our account name is. It is AM_hookah. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. So I don't know. Maybe there's something weird, or maybe it's capitalization that's messing with it. I don't really know how that stuff works either. But yeah, okay, so that's done and over with. Lots of people here, lots of fun stuff to talk about. I thought we'd go over a couple of fun things, including whatever we did last week. I already talked about mine. Did you do anything exciting last week, Adrian?
Last week, yeah. Let me see, last week went by in a blur. I play a really nerdy game called Magic the Gathering for any of you who also play that game, and I won a cool event over the weekend, so that was fun. Other than that, just work and then work on the channel and the usual grind. We're right in the middle of, September now?
Yeah.
So workload's pretty heavy right now. Getting geared up for the Chicago hookah meetup. Our Airbnb is all secured. Everything looks good.
Oh, man.
It's right in Bucktown, Chicago. It's going to be an absolute blast.
Can't believe I'm going to be missing that. I feel really bad. I wish there was some way for me to get out there. I'd love to have gone to it, but sadly I'm not going to be able to. Are you guys smoking in the chat? If you guys are smoking in the chat, let us know what it is that you are smoking while we go ahead and talk about what it is that we are smoking. Adrian, what do you got loaded up in that there hookah? Ooh, that's a nice looking hookah, by the way. That's the Aviator, if I'm not mistaken.
Aviator, that's right. I switched it up. I've been smoking on the Atlantis a lot. I think last time I was smoking on the Initiate. And I hadn't broken up the Aviator in a while. So I broke up my Aviator, with the really crappy 360 base. The bases are the only thing 360 makes that's worth even trying, in my opinion. I haven't tried the Cosmo line yet. Maybe I should give that a shot. I've got the one of my favorite hoses, the Thunder Hose Dart V2 mouth tip. And up top, I've got three titanium flats on top of a Dawn Evil Bowl.
Ooh.
I wanted to do like a kind of a weird mix today. So I've got some Starbuzz Irish Peach. If you're paying attention to my channel, you might know why I'm smoking that. With some Alpha Comma Peach Iced Tea and some Alfacker Mint. Mixed, I filled it, dumped it, mixed it, put it back in, fluffed it, foiled it, and we're smoking it. And it's awesome. Matt, what are you smoking?
That was so well said. That sounded like a rap. You should incorporate that into some sort of musical hijinks. I think that'd be a lot of fun if there was a possibility for you to. I think you should. I think you should look into doing musics on musicals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let me, producing music on my channel, that would be fun. But God, I already have trouble editing just talking.
We got the Hookologist smoking Fallen Dragon Dark Leaf from the Alpha Comma. He's one of the winners from the other week that we gave away some awesome Alpha Comma tobacco. Hope he's enjoying it. That is the passion fruit flavor, obviously. Let us know what you're thinking of it. I would love to know how you packed it as well, because we're still all just kind of packing it all just every which way. Adrian, how do you pack the Dark Leaf from Alpha Comma?
Alpha Comma's Dark Leaf is a little bit different than most of the Dark Leafs that I smoke, specifically Tangiers. That's the one I gravitate to the most.
Yeah.
And it demands a very specific pack and a very specific type of bowl. With the Midnight line, I find I actually have smoked it out of my Don bowl. It's pretty versatile.
Mm-hmm.
The pack that works best for me is something that's not far off from how you pack Alfacker, which is kind of strange for a Dark Leaf,
mm-hmm.
but I'll normal it. The only difference is I'll put the same amount as I would Alfacker, but I'd put it in a normal pack, but instead of leaving it to the rim, I'll push it down even a little bit more. So it's denser, mm-hmm. but it's roughly the same amount of tobacco. That's what's worked the best for me so far.
I agree. Normal pack has definitely been something that I've been doing the majority of the time. I started with dense, wasn't a huge fan, didn't like the way that the fluff performed either. So I went to a normal pack, and that's what I usually do, unless I'm mixing it with something else. That's how I like to do it as well. Eric is smoking one of my absolute favorite flavors from Azur. I only saw the winter part. My apologies. I'm sure it's still very good. Azur makes some very good tobacco. Eric is smoking some Azur Winter Orange and Cinnamon Cookies. Makes a spiced orange flavor, is what he says. That sounds really good, a spiced orange flavor. That sounds like something I would definitely be interested in. Rose F. Death says, I'll be smoking that sweet-smelling dragon passion fruit tomorrow morning, hookah in the AM. That's how we like to do it here. Just got home from work. Derek Moses just showed up. Hello, Derek Moses of Moses Hoses. We gave you enough shout-out last time, so we're not going to do it this time. Don't even expect it. I'm just kidding. If you guys want a premium...
Go by Derek Moses Hoses, Etsy.com, all kinds of good custom-made hoses.
Very good stuff.
Pay me, Derek.
Captain Wetbeard is smoking with his KM Hookah Alpaca Bowl Lotus Plus Trifecta Pineapple Guava mixed with Azur Mango Cheesecake. Shout out to Azur and AM Hookah. I believe he won that mango cheesecake from the show, actually, so that's very cool that he's enjoying that flavor. I hope he is enjoying that flavor. Naphael is here as well. What is up, Naphael? Always nice to see you, as always. Now, what am I smoking? I'm actually smoking something that I just got in today. Sherbetly sent me some flavors for review and to give feedback for. What is up, Bilou? Always nice to see you as well. Are you smoking at the moment, Bilou? Let me grab this box real fast. I'm smoking the Ice Cranberry from Sherbetly. And I have to say, I am quite enjoying this. I'm using my Like Smoke Hookah. I'm using a Provost. I'm using my Goodfellow V4 bowl. Oh yeah, this is going really, really nicely. Let me just show you how nice this is smoking at the moment.
I should be riffing, but I won't. Oh, look at that. Beautiful clouds.
Clouds for days, as all good tobaccos are going to give you, obviously. This is tasting really good. I've never had a cranberry flavor before, and I have to say, I don't know why I've never had a cranberry flavor before. This is tasting really good. First time I'm smoking it, really enjoying it quite a lot. Paul is smoking out of his mix setup with a Grand Onyx Trifecta Indian Cure. Oh, I love that Indian Cure. Lime and Dirty Mint on a Phoenix. Is the Phoenix with foil or without foil? I'd love to hear that, Paul. Sid is here as well. What is up, Sid? How are you doing? Always nice to hear from you. Are you smoking at the moment? If so, what are you smoking? Derek Moses says, no need for that. Just hear the show. Awesome. We'll talk about you. Don't worry about it. So that is what we're smoking. Hope you guys are enjoying all the wonderful stuff you guys are smoking as well. Bilou is smoking out of his KM Apple Hookah. Ugly Secret Agent with Azur Bermuda Mint. That's very good sounding. Sid is smoking Banana Montana. AF Banana Montana. Have you ever heard of that flavor before from AF?
Absolutely. It's from their special edition line.
Oh, okay.
And it's pretty good. The banana comes across as usual in this. You have a banana bread flavor. It's going to come across like a banana Laffy Taffy.
Oh, okay.
Yellow flavor number seven.
Number five.
Call it. Number five. What the fuck ever. It's weird. But it's good. It's pretty good.
With mango and frozen apple as well. Unbranded frozen apple is what he says. Okay, so very cool. Oh, Paul is smoking without foil with his Phoenix. Very cool. Bracken is smoking. Cranberry would be a good Thanksgiving Day bowl flavor. Yes, it is. This is coming across more like a cranberry sauce than it is a cranberry juice, which I was hoping more for a cranberry juice rather than a cranberry sauce. Naphael says, I can smoke again. I'm going to be stopping by the hookah shop and go on a shopping spree. I miss smoking hookah. I hope you enjoy whatever your first bowl is back from your surgery, and I hope everything is going good for you as well. So a quick question. It's shout out to the everybody in the chat, obviously. We're going to be talking about all of our favorite things today. We're going to be talking about everything from tobacco to bowls to coals to reviewers, just all sorts of stuff that we're going to be talking about in today's episode. But I want to ask you guys, what are like three favorite things? If you could name your top three of everything encompassing hookah. I know that's a lot. I know that's a really big, gigantic category that I'm asking you to break down into three. But if you can, what are your top three that you're willing to break it down into? And we'll fall into that as well. Adrian, I don't have any new videos to talk about. I'm working on some stuff, but I haven't got anything posted. Did you get something posted that I missed by chance? Or do you have something new up on the on your channel?
I sure do. It came out 45 minutes, maybe an hour and a half ago by this point.
That's why I missed it.
It is a new addition to the Elfacher series. It is Elfacher's Lemon Mint. I wanted to do a follow-up for the Orange Mint. I wanted to keep it going with the citrus flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have another video dropping very shortly, but it will not be on my channel. It will be over on THL channels first, the Hookah Lounge YouTube channel. Go subscribe to them if you haven't. I'm launching the Stardust series very shortly. I'm going to be doing a review on, I didn't say it in the last video I uploaded, but it's going to be on Irish Peach. So for anyone who still smokes Starbuzz Blonde or anyone who's getting into smoking, go check that out. That doesn't apply to most of you. Everyone here is pretty well-versed, and they already know what they like.
Mm-hmm.
But that's coming out on THL channel. And then later through the week, I have that video of the tasting with Jim coming out. And that thing that I went to check my mail for on the last episode came in, and it's just gorgeous. It's the Pack Mats. And there's a review coming out on that as well. By the way, thank you, Matt and Bracken. I love it. It's the one thing I've smoked like 75 sessions since I got it 6 days ago, between then and today. And it's the one thing that I use every time I make a bowl. So that's kind of cool.
It's very cool. I love it. Absolutely. I really do. I think it's just such a cool little simple thing that just kind of adds like some extra exclusivity to it a little bit. I don't know. There's something really nice about it. It's kind of crazy in that respect, but I do
and
like it a lot.
It's not just a vanity item. It's cool because you can just get a cutting board or whatever, but I did want to like gush a little bit. Cutting boards have these textures on them and it'll catch molasses, and it's kind of hard to manipulate the tobacco on a cutting board. You wouldn't know it if you only used a cutting board. That's what I've used for the longest time, or a ceramic bowl to mix the tobacco. But the pack mats, they've got this, I think they're made of vinyl or something, and they're very smooth. I love that. Mine has Pipe Dream Hookah on it, and I love it. Along with the AM Hookah Podcast logo on and everything. It's pretty sweet. But the texture of it is perfect. It's the perfect size. You can just pack your bowl, dump it right into the pack mat. If you want to cut it up, it's really easy to cut it up that way. You can mix it up, put it back in the bowl. It cleans up really easy. You can wash. You don't even need to wash it. Wipe the mat down with a paper towel. I really like this product. I think it's really neat. I'm probably going to order more just to have more. I don't know why, but I'm going to.
They're cool. They're definitely something that's customizable and just really neat and stuff like that. You can get those at Etsy.com or Etsy.packmats with a Z.com, I believe is the exact. I'm not 100% sure. If Bracken is still here, please let us know what the exact one is supposed to be. So going back to the top three, if you can encompass everything, Sid said HMDs, diffusers, and a good tobacco. Those are the top three that he's saying right now. Naphael says, good pipe, good tobacco, coals, and water to drink. That's kind of four, but, you know, Adrian's drinking some water right now, so I can't. You know what? I'm drinking some water as well, too, because it's good to stay hydrated.
Not just water, baby. LaCroix, this shit.
LaCroix.
This is really good. I love this stuff. I'm slowly becoming a pompous asshole, but I love LaCroix.
Sherbet Lee is the LaCroix of hookah tobacco.
Or you could have San Pellegrino if you want to be really classy.
Very nice, very nice. It is packmats.etsy.com. I was correct in that. Okay, very cool. Rose F. Death says, number one, community with so many helpers. Everyone to the new people like him. So that's very cool. He appreciates that. Top number one is community. I would have to agree with that. That's a good way to look at it. I didn't even think about that originally, to be honest with you. So that it, I would definitely agree with that entirely. So like I said, our topic today is going to basically encompass everything that is hookah related. All sorts of things. And we're going to start this off, and I want to hear from you guys as well, so make sure you're chiming in as we start this conversation and continue with it, obviously, a little bit. But, Adrian, what is, like, your favorite thing to do while you're smoking? Do you have something, a routine, something that you do very regularly whenever you're ready to load a bowl, you always do this thing as well with it? Or is there, or is it something that you like to do at kind of spur of the moment? I have a routine. I know that I personally do. It's a hobby for me. So what is something that you like to do while you are smoking? Is there something in particular that you like to do?
I smoke a lot of hookah, a few bowls a day. I'll even smoke 2 to 3 bowls a day on a work day, depending on what I'm doing that night and how busy I am. But it is pretty methodical. Mm-hmm. I usually know when I'm going to be smoking bowls, like at work. I know what I'm going home to do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the first thing I'll do is I usually do some work on the channel and some other work from home. So I'll come straight home. I'll pack a bowl and I'll sit down. Actually, right here, you're sitting. I'm looking at my workstation. You are actually my workstation right now. And like I'll sit here and work on videos or whatever it is I'm doing for a couple hours and smoke that bowl through. And then if I'm playing, like, I'm playing Magic or cards with everyone that shows up at my house randomly, usually I come in here, my roommate's home, and then when I'm done, I go back out, and there's, like, 4 people in the house. So I'll load another bowl. And then I got a few friends that come over, and they're always like, hey, make me a hookah. And I'm like, yeah, that's about right. So that's how it usually spans out for me. And then on the weekend, you know, bowl for breakfast, bowl for brunch, bowl for lunch, a couple bowls between brunch and lunch and dinner. And then when I'm done and it's nighttime, I start drinking alcohol and smoking hookah. It's just all the time, man. So basically, if I can do something where one of my hands can be free, I'm usually smoking.
Okay, that makes a good amount of sense. I'm actually not somebody that that smokes and is very active when I'm smoking, honestly. Like, I'm way more of like a chill, relaxed smoker a lot of times. So, like, I do work occasionally when I'm smoking hookah as well, if I'm like editing a video or something like that. But for the most part, I like to smoke, watch YouTube, jump on hangs, chit chat, and kind of bullshit and stuff like that. But nothing that's like real heavy work intensive. I like to smoke during the daytime when I'm able to. It doesn't happen very often. Usually I go to work, I get home, I deal with family stuff, and then in the evening is when I usually smoke my one bowl and I watch some YouTube or a movie or something like that. I'm hanging out in my office, obviously. But yeah, I'm not somebody who does like a lot of crazy stuff. I do hang out with like my friends though, like, right? Like, social interaction is a huge part with hookah, especially with me being the hookah guy and stuff like that. I always have people that want to come over, smoke with me, hang out, and do all that kind of stuff, obviously. So that's always a lot of fun in a lot of ways. We also have a Twitch channel. I don't think I mentioned that before, but I wanted to make sure to give that a shout out. If you want to find us on Twitch, you can find us at AM Hookah, all one word. We're there on Twitch as well now, just so you know. So we have a couple of things going on in the chat. The Hookahologist says, the fact that it's not just smoke, but the way that we have conversations and relax, good shisha, and last but not least, different hookah styles and designs from hoses to bowls. I completely agree with that 100%. Eric says, Adrian, have you tried a pina colada flavor with coconut La Crux? I don't know. How do you say that? Your drink that you're drinking? LaCroix. Why did I say La Crux? I don't know. LaCroix.
It's very French. It's made here in America, but they're kind of stuck up and they spell it French, le harre or whatever. It's probably some really guttural, nasty French sounding word if you said it correctly. No, I hate coconut LaCroix. I think it's the worst LaCroix that they make. I'm a really big fan of like carbonized mineral waters. Mm-hmm. My favorite is actually San Pellegrino, but I keep LaCroix in the house because flavor. Mm-hmm. And I do not like the coconut LaCroix, and I'm not a very big fan of the pure LaCroix, just the regular carbonated water, because we drink carbonated water, we drink San Pellegrino. But to answer your question, no. But if you think it's a good pairing, I will absolutely go pick up a 12-pack of coconut LaCroix and have some pina colada.
Sounds like you need to try that. Captain Wetbeard says, LaCroix reminds me of trying to smoke a different flavored bowl after smoking double apple. You get like 95% double apple flavor and then 5% of whatever the flavor you loaded. It's almost
not about the flavor. It's about the bubbles. Okay. It's about the fucking bubbles.
About the bubbles. That's all that matters is just the bubbles, guys. That's all that matters.
I used to drink a lot of soda, and then I realized you don't even like it's just the bubbles. That's all. It was always the bubbles.
There you go. Brecken says smoking is always the primary. Everything else is complementary to hookah. That's a good way to put it. Raul says Netflix, Switch, and smoke sometimes with a beer. I like to also kind of plan my smoking around activities that I know that I'm going to enjoy doing. So, for instance, this last weekend, or this last Sunday, yesterday, actually, you may want to close your ears for this, Adrian, but Hell in a Cell from WWE was performing, and I wanted to make sure that I was able to smoke and watch my favorite wrestling program as I was hanging out. So that was something that I definitely enjoyed doing, watching a movie that I'm preparing for, watching Sunday football, stuff like that, things that I know that I'm going to enjoy doing. I like to smoke hookah while I'm doing that. You can put them back on now. It's okay. It's okay now. We're done with the wrestling stuff. I'd say my favorite thing about hookahs are HMDs, Tangiers, and the social aspect of hookahs, what Captain Wetbeard said. Not just a good tobacco, but Tangiers specifically is what he's saying. That's very cool. Nafael says, the most bowls I've smoked in a day was 7 bowls, and that was with me and 2 family members. It was like 11 hours of smoking hookah, and it was a lot of fun. What's the most amount of hookah that you've ever smoked in a single day?
All right, so on weekend days sometimes, if I know I'm going to be, like, in the studio all day working on either the channel or some of the various projects that I'm a part of right now, there will never be a point where coals are not hot. I'll wake up and coals will be heated the entire day.
So, like, 13, 14 hours straight of smoking?
Easy. And it's, like,
multiple one bowls
of those things
or...
where, like, we can talk about the health of smoking hookah all day, but at the end of the day, we're all adults. We realize we are smoking. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend doing that. Like, take a few breaks. Maybe go, like, do an activity. Go to the gym. Like, see a movie. Fucking live your life. But sometimes I do that. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be an actual cave troll.
Smoking
my hookah all day long.
If I was a single man... without family responsibilities, there would be days that I would totally be down just to smoke hookah. When I was in Vegas, when I had no responsibility, there was a hookah going at all times, either at the expo or back at the room. We were smoking hookah continuously, absolutely continuously. The hookahologist says 9. I was hosting a party with 3 hookahs going, so being drunk and packing bowls was a challenge, but I did it. Good job, hookahologist. Guys, they have emails for dabbing, but they don't have a similar setup for hookah. They have e-nails for dabbing. Why don't they have similar setup for hookahs? Nobody has made any progress with those electronical coal devices. No, they have not. I actually have one that I can't use because I need to get a European plug, but that's a topic for another day, electronic coals. Have you ever tried electronic coals before, Adrian?
Yeah, I think the issue comes from the element that they use, whatever type of metal they're using to heat it up. No matter what you're doing, you're going to taste that element because... even though hookah isn't a combustion system, when you're vaping, you're actually vaporizing the vegetable glycerin or whatever it is, and it's not direct contact. It's kind of a mechanism.
Yeah.
But when you flip a piece of metal face down onto a bowl, I feel like that constant heat without the ebb and flow that you get from coals and that metal taste that definitely comes through, even a Provost, when overheated, will give you a metal taste. And
yes.
I consider the Provost to be one of the purest HMDs. It's just one of those things where we would have to have like some type of specialized metal for it, and we need someone to make something that like doesn't necessarily burn at a consistent temperature the whole time, because tobacco doesn't behave that way. It wants kind of a bell curve on your heat for a session to go correctly. Hookah is much more nuanced than vaping is.
Yeah,
it's more of a procedure we go through, unfortunately.
Yeah. Vaping's for noobs, isn't that? I think that's what we've fallen on, right? I'm just kidding. Don't send me hate emails. I'm just kidding. I know that a lot of people vape, and that's very okay. Sid says, Hell in a Cell. Bilu says, Hell in a Cell was actually okay. I agree with you. And then Raul says, don't talk about spoilers. I won't talk about spoilers, but I will say that it ended really oddly. All right, you can go back to listening to us. No more wrestling talk. Let's see. Captain Whipper says, you would not want to do the element on top. You'd want to use electronic heating element to heat the bowl, essentially cooking, vaporizing the tobacco. And that's difficult to do when you're cooking at a continuous heat is the problem. You want that fluctuation to start hot and then slowly bell curve down, like Adrian was saying, I think is a big thing. Also, there was somebody that asked Badia a question, do you get Alpha Kama in Canada? Unfortunately, not yet is what Badia just said to him. Five Star was able to ship to Canada recently, though you may not have heard it here. How dare you speak of the true fact about vaping? Ha 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 ha. But yeah, we should talk about that for another show. We should. That would be an interesting show, especially if I can get my heating element to work. That'd be cool. Rose F. Death said, I will send you one later. Send an electronical coal. Did you get one? I want to hear your thoughts about that, Rose F. Death. All right, let's jump into our next thing. Oh, let's talk about mixes. Is there a particular mix that you really enjoy to do, Adrian? Is there something that you – is like a go-to
Cashmere
mix for
peach,
you?
Peach, foreplay on the peach, cane, mint, thirds, dense packed, and I like to use a fudge bowl. I like a mini brook just as much. Three flats on top, smoke it for 3 hours. Don't stop, high heat.
Oh, that sounds pretty damn delicious. I've had it.
Really good.
It's a very, very good mix. I know a lot of people love K-Peach and Cane Mint. I think Raul will tell us that K-Peach only mixes well with the garbage can, is what he's told us before.
You're wrong. The thing is you need to develop your palate, Raul. K-Peach is not for the new smoker. It's not for someone who is still looking to smoke sweet flavors all of the time. It's for someone who can appreciate the nuance of a complex flavor profile that is Cashmere Peach. If you want to sweeten it, put some foreplay on the peach in there, and always put cane in. I know, where's Bacon Boy? I know he's going to come here and trash cane mint, too. Where the hell is he?
No mint. Ever.
No, never, ever mint. Ever. I put mint in almost everything.
How dare you?
Real talk. Like, yeah. I get why people don't like K-Peach. It is I feel like it's a very polarizing flavor. People can argue about it all day, but I am one of the people who can really get behind smoking a savory flavor like Cashmere.
Raul totally agrees with you, by the way, with everything that you just said. Hookologist says, I just started mixing Alpha Comma Watermelon Slush and 360 Sour Truffle, and it tastes pretty good. That's very nice to hear. Oh, Rose F. Death is going to send us hate mail. That's what's going to happen. Oh, Kenneth, what is up? Nice to see you, Kenneth, as always. Thank you for stopping by. I hope Maggie's with you. Tell her I said hello, as well with Adrian. The AM Hookah Podcast sends our love to you guys. Let's see. Brecken says K-Peach is not for the fresh palates, is what he says. Raul says, I've been smoking for 16 years. So he knows. He knows if he does or doesn't like it.
You've got me outclassed by, like, you've been smoking, like, twice as long as I have.
I'm not a huge fan of K-Peach. It's okay. I got no issues with it, but I understand. Bilu says, I love mint. I understand that completely. Brecken says, mint is great, but does not belong in every single bowl.
10 out of 10 agreed. Have you ever tried to mix mint with Morning Glory? That is an awkward mix of things. You know what's really weird? The fact that orange mint is such a common flavor profile, but like, you ever tried to eat an orange after brushing your teeth?
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. Don't
do
that.
It's just not good. But orange mint, outstanding every day.
J-Rock just stopped by. What is up, J-Rock? Always nice to see you as always. Derek Moses says cinnamon cookies and maple pancakes. Maple pancakes, I'm assuming you're talking about Heaven Leaf. I've never had that flavor. I've always wanted to try it. Always heard very good things about it. J-Rock, we're talking...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, J-Rock, we're talking about mixes right now. Do you have a favorite mix that you like to do? Let us know what that is in the comments, please.
I know that there's going to be a ton of Heaven Leaf out at the Chicago Hookah Meetup, and I cannot wait to try some of the flavors. And some of the guys that are going to be repping it, like I know that Chris from Dr. Nude Sauce is going to be over there packing some bowls. And it's one of those things where if you don't know how to pack it, it sucks because it's like full tea leaves.
Yeah.
But just really quick to mention this for anyone who's gotten some, because I didn't like it when I first tried it, you actually have to cut this stuff up if you're going to pack it into a funnel bowl. If you're going Egyptian, it doesn't matter as much, but you do need to cut it up.
I believe you have to mix it. I love Heaven Leaf. I'm a big supporter of everything that they do. I think their flavors are really, really good. But honestly, like, I'm a believer that that stuff is best used as a tobacco enhancer, as an additive. I think that Heaven Leaf is an amazing smoking tea tobacco, but I think it's meant to be mixed with stuff. I think it's absolutely fantastic in that regard, personally.
Unless you have qualms against smoking tobacco, in which case it is probably the best alternative on the market.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree with that completely. Let's see. Yes, orange and mint makes me sick for some reason. Yes, it usually does, especially if you brush your teeth, if that's what you're referring to. I like Four Seasons, but not orange mint. Four Seasons is very good for Messiah. You're the one who told me to try that, and I definitely enjoyed it a lot. It's very, very good.
Yeah, if you're looking for Messiah flavors to try out any of their citrus flavors, and there's strawberry. It is buttery, like every strawberry ever made in the world of tobacco. That's pretty good, too. I think more people need to try Messiah just to experience the flavor profiles they have.
Eddie, or Novus Fishing says, Trifecta, lychee, lime, dirty mint is my favorite mix. I love the lychee from Trifecta, so that sounds absolutely phenomenal. And then man, I don't want to butcher this name, but I know I'm going to.
Khaled Abed.
Khaled says trifecta pineapple.
Khaled or Khalid, I think.
Okay, let us know which one is closer. I'm going to say Khaled. Sorry if it's wrong. Trifecta pineapple guava and trifecta peach mint 50-50. Very good mix. Raul says cane mint and more cane mini. Mini is what he says. Okay, so some of the favorite mixes that I like to do, there's this flavor from Tangiers called Static Starlight. It's a floral grape flavor that is amazing on its own, but I love to mix it with Enigma from Trifecta. It is such a good mixture together. You get the rose, you get the grape, you get the basil from the Enigma, you get whatever else is inside the Enigma. It is my go-to mix as of right now. That is what I've been smoking. Whenever I look at my table of hookah stuff and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to load tonight, that is what I keep doing over and over again. Honestly, I think it's absolutely delicious. Khaled said that I got it right. Awesome. Very cool. I usually don't do that ever. awesome. Is there any other mix that you like to do besides those three from Tangiers? Anything else that you gravitate to or like to mix together?
There's a lot of two-part mixes that I'm really into. Most of them involve mint. Nakla Double Apple with El Fokker Double Apple. I don't know if you can call that a mix, but it is a mix. And it's kind of getting the best of both worlds. You get the really hearty double apple flavor from the Nakla and that natural tobacco flavor. And from the El Fokker, you get the deep kind of the anise black licorice flavoring from the El Fokker. That's a very good mix. I really like to mix, like the mix I have right now. Mm-hmm. I've got two different peach profiles. I've got the Irish peach, which is like a peach ring type of a sweet peach. I think it's based off of like a, it almost reminds me of when a hookah tobacco tries to make an alcoholic mixture and flavor. It reminds me of like Ciroc peach or Smirnoff peach rings. And then I put in the Alpha Kama peach iced tea and the El Fokker mint. And that's what I'm smoking right now. It's a very good mix. But when I mix, I usually, I put some thought into it. Like I'm not over here mixing like coffee flavors with like kiwi. Because to me, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's definitely fun to create new flavor profiles with mixes, not just like throwing stuff together just for the hell of it, but like actually doing something that sounds like it'd be different or enjoyable in some way. Static Starlight, Raul says with a love emoji. Yes, I absolutely love it. Brecken says coconut, blueberry mint, and guava from Alpha Kama. I haven't had the coconut. Excuse me, I haven't had the coconut yet, but it does sound very good. J-Rock says it's between Alfokker, pineapple, grapefruit, and mint. And Fantasia F7, which is the peppermint cream and pure lemon mint. And then Raul says bug powder and cane. See, he does like cashmere flavors is what he's saying right there. Very cool stuff. I was a big fan when I got my ugly guava. I mixed it with my, what was it? KM Black Orange and Alfokker, what was it? Alfokker Fresh. I thought that was a really good mix. And then for Alpha Kama, I love to mix guava with either passion fruit or passion fruit freeze mango. I love mountain breeze and freeze lemon mint. Oh man, there's some good fun mixes that you can do with that stuff for sure.
I'm going through my Alpha Kama passion fruit iced tea way too fast. I'm supposed to do a review on it, so I've had to slow down, but I want to pack that every day.
Their
passion fruit profile is so good.
Very good stuff, absolutely. The best passion fruit, and that's coming from somebody who used to love Tangiers passion fruit. It's such a different experience. Much more natural.
Nova Fishing Eddie over here smoking Twix, Twice the Ice Extreme. Do you smoke that solo, Eddie, or are you trying to kill yourself?
Oh man, crazy stuff. Fantasia F7, that shit is good. Yes, he really loves F7 from Fantasia Bilu. He talks about it all the time. It's peppermint cream. He just absolutely adores it. Trifecta is actually coming out with a peppermint milkshake, which is a peppermint cream flavor, and it is really good.
Trifecta, we got to see if we can get Moose on here.
Yes.
Would you guys be interested if we could get Moose on here? Because he's a hard guy to get behind camera. But if we could get him on, I know he's going to be revamping both the blonde and dark leaf lines.
Yes.
In his tobacco and in an effort to really make a step up since the community is changing. There's been some industry growth, not so much overall, but a lot more people are getting into more people are understanding that there's more things in the market than Starbucks and El Fokker. So he's trying to really upped the game on his tobacco, and I would really like to talk about that because I'm excited.
Bilu says, man, I'm copping some Alpha Comma. That's it. Yes, you do need to get some Alpha Comma, man. It is very good stuff. The guava, the mountain breeze, the freeze mango passion fruit, the passion fruit by itself, the spicy latte if you're into coffee flavors. There is some very good stuff. Captain Woodbeard said, yes, get Trifecta Man on here. We would definitely love to do that, hopefully in the near future, actually. Things are in the works, let's put it that way. Okay, so do you like to mix blondes and darks, or do you like to keep it blonde and blonde, dark and dark? Do you have any reservations about either one?
Don't be a purist. Don't be afraid to try things that might work. You can even mix Tangiers with blondes if you do it correctly. One thing I like to do is take a dark leaf like Starbust Vintage, which is it's probably one of the more well-behaved dark leaves out there that's very accessible to people who might not smoke a dark leaf. That stuff actually mixes super well with something like the Trifecta Blonde line, or even the Azure. I'll mix those together all the time, and it's outstanding. Like, a really good one is Starbucks Vintage Lime, or I think it's like Fresh Lime, which is, I think I did a review on that. It's a super good flavor. And you can go ahead and mix that with Azure's Bermuda Mint, which is a stellar mix.
Very, very nice. So I also have no reservations about mixing dark and blonde leaf together. Some of my favorite flavor combinations are things like the Azure blonde and dark leaf. I like mixing those two, especially. Just a whole lot of stuff. Raul just said pistachio breeze and cane mint. That sounds really good. I actually had some pistachio breeze and cane mint when we were in Vegas. It was a very good mix put together by our good friend Paul. So yes, I completely agree with that as well. All right, let's go down to Kohl's. Adrian, let's talk about Kohl's and HMDs a little bit. Now, I notice in a lot of the stuff that me and you do together for the AM Hookah podcast, you seem to do Kohl's directly on your foil a lot of times, not using the Provost. Do you enjoy using Kohl's on foil more than using the Provost?
I do.
Okay.
The Provost is my favorite heat management device out of all of them because it's the closest thing to having just Kohl's and foil. But it's because I'm trying to just like squeeze as much out of Kohl's on foil as I possibly can. HMDs are sweet. The Phoenix is awesome. I'm a big fan. Is that a flavor saver?
It is. Have you ever used one of these?
I don't use them on my bowls. I actually put them in my coal tray to keep the coals from blacking out.
Okay.
I know it's weird.
That's fine.
But I've got a Phoenix. I've got the Cloud Lotus and the Cloud Lotus Plus. I've got a Provost. I had a Razor. I do not like the Razor. When I'm smoking, I find that I get a more rich flavor profile when I'm not using an HMD. I don't know if it's because there's more of a direct heat contact when you're using foil.
Possibly.
Or what it is. I'm not going to pretend to understand the nuance of what's happening mechanically.
Bro science it up. Bro science it.
Bro science it? Yeah, I'll bro science it. when you're foiling, you can control a lot of things. You can control the amount of holes you poke, how wide those holes are. And if you want to make contact with foil, as far as the shisha tobacco actually touching the foil, that's something you can do a lot easier. If you have your tobacco packed up too high and you're going to go and use something like a Lotus, you're going to fry the bottom of your Lotus. And it gets really hard to clean once it gets really gunked up. A lot of people have their process for cleaning up a Lotus, but I don't like to spend time on doing that. So when it comes to do I prefer an HMD or Kohl's, I mean, if you watch my personal channel or you watch me on here, I'm almost always smoking with just Kohl's on foil.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed as well. I use the Provost a lot. That's what I usually – I think it's almost become a crutch at this point, to be completely honest with you. I think that that's one of my downfalls is I need to get away from the Provost again and go back to just using foil because it's been a long time since I've really done that. Bilu, we do plan on taking calls tonight, just so you know. That is a plan of ours. Hopefully we don't run too close to the end of the show and I forget about doing it. Don't let me forget about doing it. Let's see. Derek Moses said, if foil is the best, no doubt about it. Derek Moses says, I'm an idiot and I drop coals far too often, so I have to use an HMD indoors. J-Rock says, Al Fokker brand. Not sure why he said that. Brecken said, bro science for the win. Yes, bro science for the win as always. I use the Provost a lot of times. Now, do you prefer to use cube or flats? I think we talked about this before and you prefer to use flats. Am I correct?
I'm a flat user. Cubes for me are just a lesser coal, and that's super duper subjective. A lot of people use cubes happily. I keep cubes in stock for certain things. I think it doesn't make sense to use flats in something like a Provost or any other HMD because the actual shape of the coal and how it burns down doesn't affect the session as much. But with a cube, I don't feel like you're getting as much out of the coal itself. It's a little bit more work to use flaps because after 40 minutes, you got to set down your new coals. So after the 45 minute to 50 minute mark, you can switch them out. Because with flats, on almost any bowl and almost any tobacco, you can go two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
With cubes, I find that since they're roughly the same width and depth, the height is the only thing that people are really looking at when you're changing. It's actually, they try to get it close to a perfect cube, and it never works because cutting coals is they're not very good at it, most companies.
Mm.
But as the coal burns down, most of what you're dealing with when you're heating your session is the contact of the cherry coal on your foil. And I find that I need to change out my cubes because I am a high heat smoker just as quickly as I need to change my flats unless I'm using an HMD. And for that reason, I would rather just use flats and not waste as much carbon. And it's one of those things you could probably make a pretty good argument against if you wanted to, but it's just what I've always done and I'm happy with it.
Bilu says, I found boiling works best, is what he says. Boiling works best. A lot of people here saying that they prefer to have the coals directly on the foil. There's some people also saying, Kenneth, he actually says running a Phoenix with tin foil as well, which is something that I think a lot of people have gravitated towards using the Phoenix with, is Phoenix with their tin foil setup as well. J-Rock says the best way to smoke hookah is coals on the top of the foil. Let's see. Derek Moses says, I wish I could take a picture of how I'm trying to watch you guys right now. Feel free to take a picture. Only I assume he's probably using his phone to watch us, so maybe that'd be tough to do right now. My dogs are all over me, is what he says. Brecken says, I'm just out of water on a plate and set the Lotus on it. Come back later the next day or the next day and clean it. Brecken also says that he's been using foil and coals for a while now as well. Recently I've been using foil because I felt handicapped by my Provost, which is exactly what I'm feeling as well. So I might have to do the same thing and start using some coals on foil and step up my game a little bit. Very nice. Okay, personal hookah. What is your personal hookah that you prefer to smoke out of the most? I know you have a pretty good rotation of hookahs that you seem to use, especially here on the podcast, I would say. Do you have a personal favorite?
I use quieter hookahs on the podcast for audio reasons. I'm not going to break out a cam on the podcast because those things rumble. And I don't use my Cloud Micro because I don't think it's as aesthetically pleasing. You'll notice I'm sitting here and I intentionally have the hookah in full view for your viewing pleasure.
I don't.
And I don't think the Cloud Micro is as aesthetically pleasing.
It's cool.
When I'm on a podcast, I'll use the Initiate, the Aviator, or the Starbuzz Atlantis 1.0 short. And those are just the hookahs I use because they're all pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. They're all aesthetically pleasing. They all smoke very well. But when I'm not smoking on the podcast, it's hard to say what my favorite hookah is because I love the Initiate for the restricted draw.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Aviator because it's a beater hookah. You can throw it around, do whatever you want with it. It's going to last. It's not very expensive. But right now, I think that my favorite hookah is probably just my Starbuzz Atlantis 1.0 just because it's a really good general use hookah. There's nothing flashy or fancy about it. It's just like it's simple as a hookah gets. But I'm pretty sure that's going to change in a couple weeks because I'm picking up a matte pair. And I've smoked out of a matte pair a few times, and matte pairs are really good. So if you ask me that question in like 3 weeks, I'll probably change my answer.
Probably change it. I am a simple man with simple taste, and the hookah that I use more than anything else is my Like Smoke hookah. Man, I love this thing. Before that, it was probably my Carbon 1 stem I used all the time. I absolutely adore my Like Smoke, though, and it's taken over my life. It's what I use all the time. I clean it religiously to make sure that I have it ready and prepared to smoke again because I just love to use it so very much. There's a lot of people going on in here a lot of times. Brecken says he's about to get his hands on a B2. Brecken got an amazing deal on a B2, like legitimately like $100.
Was it a Reaper?
No, an actual B2.
What the fuck? For $100?
For $100, yeah, it was a huge sale.
Hook me up that, give me that $100 B2 deal, dog. I'm sure, B2s are great. The big thing that stopped me from getting, a B2, if I get a B2 and I'm going to spend the money, I'm just going to spend the money and get a Precious Cuts. Same thing with a Regal. If I'm going to get a Regal, I'm just going to spend the damn money and get a Diamondwood.
Yeah.
And those that is in the plan, but probably not till next year. I'm picking up two more hookahs this year that I know of, and I try to only pick up 2-3 hookahs a year max. Sometimes I'll only pick up one, but it's one of those things where you collect, so you think you're set, like, oh, I've got plenty of hookahs, and then you get that itch like, yeah, it's time to buy a new hookah. I think there's a problem with being on these communities. You're looking at all these people like, look at all these pipes I've got.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a problem. And I've gone blurry. Hopefully that fixes it. There we go.
The Alpha and the Union hookah are two hookahs that I want to add to my collection. I think they look stunning. Yeah, Brecken was on, I think it was ultimatehookah.com. They had this crazy site-wide sale on like everything. It was absolutely crazy. I missed out on it, obviously. But he got a tray and the B2 stem for $135. Absolutely amazing. Let's see. There's some people talking right now. Raul says, I love my Regal, but the matte pair is easier to clean. A lot of people saying matte pair inside of the chat as well. Also, the DSH hookah, which a lot of people have gravitated towards recently. There's been a lot of talk about that as well. Kenneth, I know, has some very beautiful hookahs, so I'd love to hear what Kenneth loves to smoke out of. It's the Wooka or the Alpha, whatever it may be. Let's see. What are some other stuff that you guys like to smoke out of? Eric says that I just got rid of my 7-year-old KM for the initiate, and he is loving it. Kenneth says Maggie's Alpha is one of my favorites. Very, very. I love the Alpha is so cool. What's the one? Avion, I believe is what it's called. I saw that in Vegas a lot, and those are very cool. They purge upwards as well. I think they look very, very cool. Khaled said, not a big selection, unfortunately, in Canada. I use my Cloud Micro, and I love it. Cloud Micro, correct me if I'm wrong, Adrian, is still a very good hookah, right?
It's a solid hookah. I think that if you're a social smoker, you are taking your setups to other people's houses a lot, get a Cloud Micro and just use that as your travel hookah. It's also a really nice hookah if, like, my living room, it's more of a minimalist setup. So if I'm smoking in the living room, sometimes I'll just leave the Cloud Micro on the table and it can just sit there because it's not in the way. I think it's a very good hookah. I really like these, just like the stem-based tray style hookahs. It's just something I'm kind of biased towards. But I don't think there's anything that makes these better than something like a Cloud Micro or a Cloud Mini.
Derek Moses says, my Al Jamal, B2, Regal, Matte Pair, MIG, Nefs. Oh, man, he has some really good stuff as well. J-Rock says, I love my KM Oxidize. I got it for $80 local, and I've been rocking it ever since I got it at the Hookah Expo. I'm thinking about buying a Mia. There's some cool-looking Mia pipes. Me and you should talk about some Mia stuff if you're interested in them at all. Kenneth says, I think it's so cool that they let us set up our Wooka and our Alpha at the Expo. That was very cool. At the Fumari booth, they let people just set up their own hookahs and smoke there, which I thought was very cool. B-Lu says, I only have two pipes, my Mia and my KM. Hey, KM is a great pipe. There's nothing wrong with it at all. I don't know what Mia you have, so I'm hesitant to say it's a great pipe or not. I'm sure it's okay, but I don't know for sure. Let's go ahead and are you ready for some phone calls, Adrian?
Yeah, let's take calls.
All right, so I'm gonna put the call onto the box right now. You can see the phone number. It's 319-527-3235. Give us a phone call whenever you want to, and we'll talk about some of your favorite stuff. We'll ask you some questions inside of this. Adrian, if you had to break down your top three favorite things inside of the world of hookah, what would be those three things inside the world of hookah? I know it's a broad question. I know it is, but what three things would you say is your favorite?
Social aspect.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing. That's the reason I started smoking hookah, and that's one of the big reasons I still smoke hookah. Don't get me wrong, I smoke alone, but hookah is the best when you're hanging out with like seven people and they're all whining and you can never actually smoke your own hookah because they're like, I need new coals or I need a bowl. And I can't tell them to go do it themselves because none of my friends can pack a bowl to save their damn lives. Tangiers. I mean, without Tangiers, I don't know if I would still be smoking hookah as often as I do. I'll go for like a few weeks without smoking Tangiers intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But Tangiers is one of those things. It's my favorite thing to do. It's my favorite type of tobacco. And so I'll go through like 3 weeks of not smoking Tangiers to cleanse my palate of it. And then I'll go into like a hard like month and a half, 2 months of like I only smoke Tangiers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by design that I do that. And then finally,
that's a very long time to smoke.
Sorry, we're waiting to take the phone call. I'll mute it real quick.
Oh, very quickly. Collecting. I like collecting shit. I like displaying things. I don't, this is going to ruin everything. But see that? Oh, yeah. I love to display shit.
We need to see that collection video.
What was that?
We need to see that collection video.
Yeah, the collection video coming soon, by the way, if anyone wants to see what bowls Adrian from Pipe Hookah has. But yeah, I like the aspect of just collecting stuff and having nice things that look nice, even when you're not using them.
Okay, so our first phone call is area code 408. Who has area code 418? Caller, you're on the air right now. How are you doing, man?
Fantastic.
408 is the area code that we're taking first. Sorry about that. There may be some confusion. It's kind of a weird call-in system that I have set up. Maybe one day we'll get it fixed, but as of right now, this is what we got to deal with. So 408, who is this on the line? Is this Tommy, I'm guessing?
Yes, it is.
How is it, Tommy? The hookahologist on YouTube as well, all sorts of places, Facebook and more. What are you up to right now, man?
Currently, I'm listening to myself on my TV.
How's that sound for you?
It sounds weird. There's like a delay.
Yeah, I would mute it if I were you. It'd make things a little bit easier for yourself, I promise.
Or just go full Inception. You could do that too, and you could just listen to yourself talk with a 10-second delay.
So, Tommy, what are a couple of your favorite things? If you had to break down the world of hookah into three simple things, what would be your top three things that you like about hookah?
I agree with Adrian, having a nice collection. I mean, I have a bunch of mob hookahs, but it's all right. You guys just bought a B2 Reaper for 25 and change.
Oh, wow.
And it should be here soon. I'm excited. I just need to get a base for it.
Why are people getting Reapers for no money?
But for the most part, it's pretty good.
Did you get a deal on hookah, on Ultimate Hookah as well, Tommy?
Yeah, me and a couple of friends are in a group chat, and we saw, we're like, we need this.
Yeah.
So we all got one. So we all have our own matching little colors.
Hey, next time that happens, put me on the call list. I would love to pick
I'm going to let you guys know the second I know.
That's nice. Awesome. I appreciate you.
What about some other stuff that you like about it?
You.
Is there anything else that you that stands out to you in the world of hookah?
Well, it's a very nice social aspect. I like having people over, especially on the weekends when my roommate doesn't have her kids. So, you know, me and my friends will just sit around, watch TV, play video games on a PlayStation, Matthew, on a PlayStation.
You need to get a Switch
and
already.
And constantly just smoke. Well, the thing is, me and my two brothers are in a console war, and the second one of us switches over, we lose, and I'm not losing to them.
That makes logical sense. I totally understand that. Well, thank you so much.
I got a Star Wars PlayStation.
Very nice.
They have lesser
consoles. Well, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it as always. Do you have a question for us on the show, Tommy?
Have you guys ever thought about owning a mob hookah?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. I want to throw this out to the chat as well, actually. We'll answer it with you off of the air. Thank you so much for calling, Tommy.
Thank you so much for having me on here.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks again, man. Take it easy.
Okay, so we have two more callers in the queue. We're going to answer this question, then we'll move on to the next one, just so you guys know. So, Adrian, have you ever thought about buying a mob hookah?
Honestly, yes.
Okay.
I don't know that I would smoke out of it. I'm a little bit picky about how my hookah smokes, and I've smoked out of a couple mobs. There's nothing wrong with them. The build quality for me isn't as high, although I've only seen them locally. Mm-hmm. So they may have stepped up their game. In Dearborn, we've got hookahs that are like straight up like 10 years old stuff. That's hookah wasn't as good 10 years ago. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah.
But honestly, they make some really nice, like the machine gun, the Tommy gun hookahs. I would buy one just to display, and I would absolutely break it out for parties and stuff. So the short answer is, yeah, I would. I would, just for the novelty. Matthew.
I hate.
What about you, Matthew?
I hate those gun-looking hookahs. I think they look so chintzy and dumb. I'm not a fan of them at all. I love what Derek Moses just said in the chat. He said, fucking nope. I think that's so good. There is a glass mob hookah, though. There is a glass mob hookah that stands really tall. It has one of those catchers, the mole catchers or whatever. And it looks really cool. It does. I'm afraid that it will have really thin glass on it. I'm afraid about ever owning a glass piece in general, just in general talk.
I won't buy a glass hookah.
They scare the shit out of me. The one that I have is already broken on the head attachment part of it. So, like, it just worries me to buy something like that. But when it comes to mob hookah, I've never really thought far enough to buy one. Let's put it that way. I have nothing against them. I'm not saying they're trash or anything like that. But no, there's no interest for me personally to get a mob hookah. Bilu says, I have no idea what a mob is. It's just a brand. That's all it is. Derek Moses says, especially after I saw how the owner of the company acts inside of groups. I've never seen that. I don't know what he's talking about.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know anything about that. That does control how I buy things. If
that's a red flag.
If you're the head of a of a company and you're interacting with the community in a way that is less than polite and stellar, you can fuck off and I'm not going to buy your product. Yeah. That it's that simple.
He says that's... that I don't even smoke hookah. This is what the owner of Mob said, I guess. I don't even smoke hookah. I just make a lot of money selling them. Yeah, that's not a savory way for someone to act. Let's take our next caller. This is the area code 512. Area code 512. You're on the air. How's it going, man? Or woman?
It's going great. Oh, how are y'all doing?
Doing good. Who is this?
Oh, you know who this is. This is Bracken.
Hey, Bracken. How are you doing?
Dude, Matt, shut up for a second. Okay. Dude, thank you so much for printing that. I love the pack, Matt. I cannot wait to drop the review on it. It's already recorded and in editing. I wanted to just put it out because I think more people should know about it.
He tells me to shut up. I'm the one that bought him the damn thing.
I'm Matt. Thank you for being like the best person ever, but I'm trying to gush right now and you're really interrupting.
Bracken, can you give us your elevator pitch on the pack mats, please?
Yeah, well, okay. I was going to talk about my three favorite things about hookah, but I guess we can talk about pack mats if you like.
We can both, Bracken. It's beautiful.
Well, let's save the elevator speech for another time then.
Okay. We'll have to have you on the show. Is that confirmation that we'll get you on the show at a later time?
Sure.
Awesome. We'll plan a show that involves accessories and fun stuff that we can talk about. How's that sound?
Chill show.
All right. Awesome.
Tune in on 7:30.
What are three of your favorite things, Bracken, when it comes to the world of hookah? If you can isolate it down to three, what would those three favorite things be?
Favorite three things. Definitely socialization. The act of smoking with people, hanging out, talking, passing the hose. That's probably the most enjoyable aspect. But really, for me, it comes down to the quality of the smoke and the flavor. You know, am I going to buzz? Is it going to be big and thick clouds? Or is it like really strong flavor and maybe not as thick clouds? That's the second thing. The third thing is I love looking at my pipes, like the nice ones. So I've got a Regal, a DSH. I've got a nice KM that I'm a fan of. I just like presenting them on my dresser next to my computer desk and just like collecting them.
Oh yeah,
all the bowls and the hoses hanging off of a door or wherever they're drying.
Very nice.
Yeah, what about... it kind of changes the aesthetic of your whole household. Yeah, if you're a heavy collector, and I love it.
Yeah, you have to tell people that it's lampshades. That's all it is, just lamps.
Yeah. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, we stash all of my hookah products in my office in the back of the house. So.
Very cool.
It's a one door shut away from a kosher home.
Do you have a question for us here at the AM Hookah Podcast, Brecken?
Yeah, I'd love to know your and Adrian's thoughts on diffusers versus no diffusers. When you guys are smoking a hookah, do you prefer the hubbly bubbly of an open pipe, no diffuser, or are you guys more of the type of person who would pop a diffuser on there and get the small, smooth bubbles?
Very good question.
And why?
We will answer that in the chat. I'm also throwing that into the – or we'll answer that with you dropped off the call, and we'll also ask the chat to answer that question as well. But, Bracken, thank you so much for calling. We'll have to have you on at a later time to talk more about your pack mats, okay?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you. All right.
Take it easy,
Adrian, what low-key, Hubbly Bubbly is my favorite name for a hookah, by the way. Hubbly Bubbly is absolutely my favorite. What is up, Bridget? She's watching right now, my wonderful wife, watching my kids as well. Adrian, what do you think about diffusers? Where do you stand?
I think there's a time and a place for a diffuser, and there's a time and a place to not have a diffuser. If I had to say what I prefer, I like it when I take a pull and my hookah is like screaming at me. I enjoy that. That doesn't go over very well when you're trying to like watch a movie with people and no one wants to put the captions on because that's lame. Unless you're watching anime, which we do a lot of here. Judge me. But I would say ultimately I probably end up in situations where I want to use a diffuser more. And I like diffusers in general. The HEBA diffuser is great if your hookah doesn't have a built-in diffuser. I think a lot of hookahs, especially the Russian ones, are moving into having built-in diffusers.
Yeah.
The machine ones tend to be really nice. I do enjoy the diffuser on this. Quick thing about diffusers that I think some companies are missing the point on.
Having a hole in the bottom?
Leaving the hole in the bottom doesn't exactly quiet it down as much as it could. If you're willing to take that extra like 0.2 cents worth of whatever sheet metal you're using to make the downstem. Just plug that hole and open up the side holes a little bit for the diffuser. It'll almost silence the hookah. That's why I like to pick up aftermarket diffusers like the HEBA or whatever you want to pick up. But yeah, I'd say I'm mostly a diffuser guy, but I will sometimes break out the KM and make all kinds of noise. What about you?
I like the Hubble Bubble. I like the rumble. I like everything about it. I agree with you. There's a time and there's a place. I kind of miss, because I use my Like Smoke so much and it has a built-in diffuser that I could unscrew if I really wanted to, but I just don't, obviously, because I don't want to lose it, because I'm sure I would. But like, I do like the sound that a hookah makes, because to me, like, that's part of the enjoyment of smoking hookahs, hearing that sound. The KM sound of a hookah is something that is undeniable. I absolutely love the way that that sounds. Kyle's B2 next to the Wooka needs a damn diffuser. It dropped my downstem. I don't even know what that means. Let me read that again, see if I can figure this out. Kyle's B2 next to my Wooka needs a damn diffuser. It dropped my downstem. Oh, it rumbled so powerfully, it dropped his downstem.
That's insanity.
That's crazy. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That you may want to invest in that then, for sure. Also, somebody just said something about a glass hookah. Oh, Eric said, I bought a $300 glass for a friend's birthday and broke it on the first day. Yep, that's why I don't want to get a glass hookah. That's it right there, actually.
Do we still have another caller in the catch?
We have two more callers, actually, right now. So let me go ahead and line this up. Caller area code 443. Caller area code 443. You're live on the air. What is up?
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, J-Rock.
Hey, J-Rock, how are you doing? What are you up to, man?
I'm fine as wine. I ain't gonna lie. I came in the chat all late. I was coming from happy hour. This is only my day off, so I had to enjoy a couple of drinks and came home and try to light up something. You feel me?
Hell yeah, of course, man. What is your three favorite things about hookah? If you could encompass everything down to only three things, what would it be for you, my man?
All right, let me see if I can make this briefly. Since I've been smoking in 06, I want to say the social aspect, just sitting down and meeting different people of different races and nationalities and not nobody on some ignorant nonsense and just enjoying each other's company.
Yes.
That's one. I want to say two. I'm sorry?
That was somebody on the other call that we have waiting to take, so don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. Number two, I want to say in the midst of that, I want to say that the step up game of the bowls, because since I want to say since Sahara Smoke dropped their Vortex bowls since then, like
I'd agree,
everybody's been dropping like new bowls and just trying to invent different new bowls, so I'm glad of that. And on top of that, different brands coming out, because not that just any other brands, but like I've got to a point where I'm kind of sick of the norm of, I want to not to say alfalfa and Starbucks, but that's where I'm at locally. That's all they sell, and the only time I can get something different if I order off a line. So I'm glad I can branch off to different brands and see what's their longevity and their strength, but just everything. So, and then of course talking with you guys, I want to say last but not least, talking to you guys, making a podcast about this. It's been a long wait. A person like me can actually talk to individuals and interact with them, whereas though we can talk about hookah and talk about everything and just have some positive conversing with each other. You feel me?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's exactly what hookah is supposed to be about. Positive vibes and good times, right?
Damn right.
Well, thank you so much, J-Rock. Appreciate it as always. Do you have a question for us here at the AM Hookah Podcast?
No, well, just not really, but just saying, I'm just always want to share love to y'all. I rock with y'all 100 all day, and I'm glad I met you at the expo, and I wish I met good old Sunshine at the expo, but you know, he had other obligations to handle, so I could dig that. So hopefully I get to meet both of y'all at the same time. It's going to be crazy.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be a blast. We should go get drunk somewhere.
That would be absolutely fantastic. J-Rock, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it as always, my friend.
Always. One love, baby.
Bye.
Take it easy, man.
Okay, we have one more caller on the line, it looks like. Area code 256. Area code 256, you're on the air. What is up? Who is this? We got a lot of feedback in the background. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, what area code? Yeah, muted me out, bro.
Oh, sorry. Who is this? 256?
It's B Lou, bro.
Hey, B Lou, how you doing, man? B-Lou? Awesome to hear from you. In case you did not know, B Lou is on Twitch streaming video game content on Tuesdays. Where can they find you on Twitch, B Lou?
For sure. Please plug in, man. Hollywood Cold. HOLLIE Wood, WOOD. KOAL, Hollywood Cole.
Cole, very nice. What are you up to, B-Lou? What are you doing right now?
Smoking, man. Smoking, posted up, man. Smoking, listening to y'all, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all doing a good thing, bro.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Thank you for watching. What are three of your favorite things in the world of hookah? I know it's a very large question, but if you could isolate it down to three of your favorite things, what would they be, B-Lou?
Man, first thing is H&D. I messed with a load. As soon as I got that Lotus, man, it extended my sessions. I think I was just pretty bad at heat management, honestly. And so when I got the H&D, I could actually start getting those hour and a half, 2-hour-long sessions cool. that everybody was talking about.
Before that,
it was like 30 minutes, and I was like, man, I'm tripping right now. You know what I mean? So. That's one. Another is the community. Like y'all been saying, man, you know what I'm saying? Just being able to link up with people who got like interests and actually talk about it. You know, I haven't been able to, you know, I don't smoke weed and I don't do that, but I got a lot of friends who do, who are stoners or whatever, but they real deep into that culture. But you know, this mm-hmm. is something I can share with people who actually appreciate hookah as well.
For sure.
So, and also the last thing that I would say is just being kind of being the guy, the authority on something that like your friends can come to mm-hmm. and learn from you, and I can kind of, you know, share what I actually know. I put on so many of my friends that actually only smoked in the club, and those hookahs in the club. First off, they be having good hookahs. They might have like nice KMs, but they have trash heat, man. They have trash bowls. They don't know what they're doing. They don't pack them well. You know, but you're in a club atmosphere. Nobody knows this. So
yeah,
I
agree.
If I can actually put people on to that, you
it's
know,
a good,
that, that's a good thing.
It's a good way to start your adventure, though, right? Like, as long as you get into the hobby of smoking hookah, like, even if you start from, you know, we all started from kind of crappy beginnings, obviously. But, like, the fact that we're able to start from crappy beginnings and move on to something a little bit more enjoyable, become that enthusiast, quote-unquote, level and stuff like that, it's definitely a starting point of some kind, right?
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I started off with a cheap Chinese joint, like a lot of people, you know.
No problem with
broke
that.
Broke them joints over and over, you know, and then kept stepping my game up and realized, whoa, there's different quality in this thing, you know.
Yep.
For sure.
So,
do you have any questions for us here at the AM Hookah Podcast, B. Lou?
I do, bro. So I wanted to know, when do you guys feel as though it's time to retire a pipe?
Oh, we've wanted to
see?
Talk
like,
about this
like
before.
I seen like one of my pipes kind of got a little rust in it. I don't know if it's okay to even smoke the thing. I just threw it out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, this is rusty. I'm done with it.
Yes. Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's a very good time. Like, rust is the biggest. For me, if something starts rusting, I'm like, well, it's probably time to shelf this thing.
Yes, for sure. We'll answer that question very quickly off of the air. And thank you so much for calling, B-Lou. Always appreciate it. Throw your name out again on Twitch if you don't mind.
Hollywood Cole, HOLLIEWOODKOAL. Got to throw a K in there, baby.
Yes. Make sure you go and find him on Twitch. He's doing some cool stuff. Thank you for calling, B-Lou. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
I cut him out a little early. My apologies.
Easy, man.
So, very quick tips, Adrian. What is the best way to know when it's time to retire a pipe?
Rust is the big one.
Yes.
If your pipe is rusting, you don't want to inhale that shit. It's just very bad for you. It can cause some complications in your lungs. You do not want that. So that's a big indicator. Obviously, I think that if a hookah starts to leak, cams are notorious for doing this on the weld spots. Unless you're an accomplished welder and you think you can just like take it into your shop or whatever and fix it really quick, it's really not worth it for the price of most cams to try to fix it, in my opinion, unless it's something you really like emotionally attached to. I would probably just move that over to being a display piece as well. And then if you've got like, this is a rare one, I don't know if you would retire the pipe, but if you've got a rare hookah or something that's very high dollar, not like a B2 or anything, but like an old school, like a Narwaz or something, Narwaz, however you pronounce that. I don't know if I'd retire it, but I definitely limit how much you smoke out of it just because those things do hold a high value and they're only climbing. So those are kind of the three things I look at when, like, okay, am I going to smoke out of this hookah, or am I going to smoke out of this hookah with any amount of regularity?
I think that's a good way to put it. Also, for me, a good time to retire a hookah is if you're done smoking it. And I know that sounds kind of an odd way to put it, but for me, when it comes to like my KMs, for instance, like I'm not smoking my KMs anymore. They're a little bit harder for me to clean and figure out like how I'm going to go about getting them clean, especially because I've moved my entire set out here in my office and stuff like that. So like they're not convenient for me to deal with. So I've kind of retired them for the most part just because I don't want to deal with them. And I think that's just like a simple thing, but at the same time, if you're done smoking a certain hookah and you want to move on to the next thing, I think that's totally a fine reason to retire a hookah. If you want to upgrade to a MIG, for instance, and you want to be done with your KM, totally cool. There's nothing wrong with that at all, in my opinion.
Get away to a friend who comes over to your house and smokes hookah all the time. That's what I do with my KMs.
Okay, we're going to take one more caller. This is the very last one that we have. Area code 601, you are live with us right now. Who is this on the line?
It's Kenneth, man. What's up?
Hey,
what's going on?
Did you say Gentis or Genis?
Kenneth. Oh, I said Kenneth, man.
Oh, Kenneth, sorry about that. How's it going, Kenneth? What are you up to?
No, definitely the dentist. I'm changing everything up. I'm going to change that tomorrow.
My mistake.
But no, everything's good, man. Everything's good. Just listening to y'all, enjoying the day.
Very, very cool.
Today's my day off, so it is.
Oh, very nice. Man, a lot of people have Monday as their day off. This is a good day to do a podcast, I guess, maybe. I don't know, maybe.
We should look into it.
Kenneth, if you could break down your favorite three things about the world of hookah, how would you do that? What would be your top three things?
So, like, the coolest part about that, right, and that's exactly why I called, is the fact that, like, I first started, you know, like, I knew nothing. And, like, I was so eager to, like, learn more. And then how much I've changed in the past year from just joining all these different communities and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how, like, tight-knitted these communities are. I just love it. Just love how, like, for instance, I'm going to call Brandon out. You know, like, I got a Stone Bowl because I saw Brandon and saw him posting it and was like, these are beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, and now, like, a Stone Bowl is something I carry all the time. I'm just eager to, like, message him, talk to him, find out what he's doing next. You know, and, like, you can't do that with anything else.
Yes. Hookah is such a cool community. We're all very open to conversations and talking about the product, obviously. I completely agree with you about that.
And then, like, sitting around and smoking, you know, like, nowadays, that doesn't happen. Everyone's got their cell phones. Everyone's got this. Everyone's got that. No one wants to sit down and just communicate. But, I mean, with hookah, you have to put down the phone. You have to put down this and carry a conversation with someone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes it to where it's just really easy to, you know, that party aspect of communication type thing, you know?
Yeah, kind of like...
It's just lost with our generation so easily.
I agree. Yeah, kind of like what... That. What Adrian does, playing Magic the Gathering and hanging out and just enjoying the time with his friends and smoking. Am I right, Adrian?
Exactly. I smoke alone all the time, but I'm right there with you, Kenneth. Like, it's kind of sad because you'll be in the room with like two other people. They're on their phones. You're on your phone. It's really hard to get away from because a lot of the communication we do is online now. And you sometimes forget to actually sit down and like realize you're like a human made of like carbon and there are other people around that you need to communicate with. And hookahs are just a really good catalyst to helping that conversation happen.
And then what's your third thing,
Kenneth? I completely agree. Matt, I'm going to have to stop talking to you as much, dude. I'm starting to like Adrian more. I didn't know he played Magic.
I play Magic as well. It's been a long time since I've played it. Not going to lie, my collection's pretty damn old, but I still play Magic from time to time.
Oh, okay, you just got a few more cool points.
Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, that and like showing people my collection, dude. After I got that damn that Wooka, you just see people's eyes light up. Even people that have no idea what hookah is, you know, like you bust that out and they're like, what is this? I need one of these.
Something about those wooden hookahs. Just stellar.
Yeah. Yeah, your crystal vase on the wooka I think is absolutely stunning. I like the wooden vases for wookas as well, but I think the crystal vases just look 100 times better personally. But you have a beautiful collection of hookas, your alpha, your wooka, your MIG that you have. How are you liking that MIG, by the way? Are you enjoying it pretty often?
I really do like it, but as you know, old dude pointed out just a second ago, it's the diffuser that's built in covers the bottom, so I mean it doesn't do anything. It's more aesthetic than anything.
Okay.
And if you take it off, your water level will get so high that you'll just throw water directly into the hose. It's like drinking your base water. So
never good, never good.
But besides that, it's real quiet and it's really easy to carry around. You know, like I've been enjoying it, and I know Maggie has too. No, they're talking about your MIG, Maggie.
Maggie's the one that won it at the expo, actually. Very cool. So
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have
I really like my collection, but it's small, you know, and like that's what I like. Maggie's been super nice about letting me get a Wooka and letting me get other things, you know, that's kind of expensive and normal people don't usually have. I get one big hookah a year, and mm-hmm. I just really like my collection.
Are you going to plan on getting a precious cut B2 one of these days, Kenneth?
Oh, yeah, so badly. We're going to get that one and not talk about it. That and, like, the Regals, man. Like, I like, and that's another thing about being in the community, man, just seeing him make all these Regals that are just ridiculously beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. We need to start saving up now, Kenneth, if we're going to get one of those precious cuts.
I know, dude. They're ridiculous.
Do you have a question for us here at the AM Hookah Podcast?
Nah, man. I just wanted to say a few things. I'm really liking that new shisha, by the way, but I don't want to say much about it yet. I've only packed like 2 bowls with it.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's harsher, and the tobacco comes out really strong. So it's like a taste that someone's gonna have to like already like. You know, like if I wasn't smoking dark leaf and I puffed on that thing, I would die.
Yeah, it's strong.
It's definitely strong in tobacco, but I mean that's what you warned me about when I first got it, and I'm enjoying it.
Very cool. I'm glad you're enjoying that Fallen Dragon. I can't wait to hear more of your thoughts about it. Thank you so much for calling. Tell Maggie we said hello as well, and you guys have a good night.
You too, man.
Bye.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. So that is going to do it for our calls for tonight. We had some really nice ones. That was awesome. We were going a little bit longer than usual. Apologies for that, but I think we had some really good conversations inside of this. Adrian, any closing thoughts for the show?
No, none that I can think of. I think this went pretty well as far as a general discussion podcast goes. Really quick, I just want to address this. Thanks, Paul. What's a pipe that you'd suggest for about 150 to 200 max? I'm assuming this question's directed at Paul, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it really quick just because I think that there's a lot of pipes you can get in that price range. And for me, if I'm going to spend like 200 max on a pipe, I would move into the Russian market and honestly get yourself like a Like Smoke or Matt. You can get a Matt pair. That's something I would recommend if you haven't had any experience with the Russian hookahs because they are bringing in some really good products.
The KFC, Bilu just said, anybody know anything about the KFC Starbuzz line? KFC is actually by Alchemist, actually. We'll talk about that another time unless someone wants to quickly throw some information in the chat real quick. But I would highly recommend the Like Smoke. I would also recommend the Carbon One Stem. I think it's a great pipe. It's under $200. I think you can't go wrong with it. I think that's going to do it for us. Yes?
Really quick. Bilu, I don't know if you follow me. I think you do. I think you've seen you comment on my videos. If you go back in my library or just search up like KFC Moonshine Mint Review, I have 3 reviews up for the KFC flavors on my channel if you want to hear what I have to say about them. But I would recommend them if you want something that's like Tangiers but not quite as heavy. So there's my 2 cents on that as well.
I like the peaches and cream. Just going to say that real quick. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Please remember to share the video, like the video, comment on the video, all that kind of fun stuff. We appreciate it, as always, all the time. If you're not someone who comments but you listen, drop a comment and tell us that you are enjoying the show as well. I know that there's a lot of people that don't show up for the live show and they listen to it after the fact. So if you are one of those people, go ahead and say hello. We'd love to hear from you as well. I got nothing else. Adrian, where can they find you on the world of the internet?
Speaking of my channel and videos on it, if you want to check out some hookah reviews, some tutorials, some preview videos like the one that's coming out shortly, things like that, go over to Pipe Dream Hookah. You're already on YouTube. You can check it out now if you're not subscribed. And if you want to find me on Facebook, I'm Adrian Hunter or Pipe Dream Hookah. I've got a personal page and the YouTube page connect Facebook thing. And on Instagram and on Twitter, I am the_pipedream. What about you, Matt?
Oh, you can find me at Matt Dezen on YouTube, just MattDesind. You can find me on Facebook stalking around at Matt Dezen. You can find me on Twitter at only Matt Dezen, and you can find me on Instagram as well at only Matt Dezen. You can find the AM Hookah Podcast all over the place as well. We have a group, we have a page on Facebook. You can also find us on Instagram, AM Hookah Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter, AM_hookah. Oh man, just so many fun stuff that we have planned up coming in the near future as well. So make sure you guys stay tuned.
Big giveaway.
It's going to be huge. Huge, I tell you. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching. Appreciate it as always. And until next time, keep on smoking. Bye.
Take it easy, guys. Bye.